Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf, Chaf Zayin. Pick it up on Chaf Vav Beis, by the bottom of the page, very last word. Itmar. Beep, turn the page, Chaf Zayin. Eid Zomim. You have Eidim Zomim. You find out someone turns out to be an Eidim Zomim, someone gets zomified. What's the deal? So do we say that from that moment is when he is now disqualified? Or from the first testimony that he did, that he gets zomified on? So example, the way that Rashi puts it out, is that Heid b'Nisan, in Nisan he did Eidus. And then in Tishrei, so you're Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei. You're now 6 months later, it turns out to get zomified, but it's on the thing that he did in Nisan, right? So say in July, he gets zomified, something he said in January. Is what happens to everything in between? What about all the months of Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul? What about all those testimonies? Is it only from henceforth he's no good, or from all the way back? So it's on Rabbi Yomar, Lemafrehu, Nifsa. It goes all the way back to the beginning. Lima Freya says Rashi that is at Kol Eidio Shehei Adminisa Melech Psula, and everything he was made in the meantime is possible because from the time he did Eidus, that's when he came to Russia. Rafa Amar Mikano Labonov. Only from here on, that's it, from the time that he got zomified. Abai Amar Lima Freya says that it goes all the way back. Me Idna Da Asid Russia, from the time that he testified he's a Russia. Matar Amar Al Toshas Yadcha Im Russia. He says don't place your hand with a Russia. Al Toshas Russia, eight, which means don't let a Russia become an eight. Rav Amarikana Labo Nursa says, no, from henceforth, eight zomim chiddushu, because the whole idea of eight zomim, the whole thing is a chiddush. The fact that you're going to pass those two people because of two other people, therefore it's a chiddush, you go from here. My chaz is the samachthan, honey, because why are you relying on these second people? Smachani, just rely on the first ones, and therefore it's a chiddush. And in the chakbo, elam mishas chiddush veilach, you can only go from the time of chiddush and on. Period. Now, Ikadami, some say, no, really, Rava and Abai actually agree. They're working together. They actually both agree with each other. Rava and Hamik Abai is real. Really, Rava holds like Abai, that it goes all the way back to Luma Freya retroactively from the time of Nisan, in our example. My time coming to kind of us. So why does he say from here on? In other words, why does he let those 6 months slide? Because it's not fair to everyone in the meantime. We had no idea this person isn't a good aid. There's no way of me knowing, so therefore why should they have to lose out everything? They went and they bought something and they didn't know this happened. And they used them as aid them in their purchases, so therefore we allow it to stand. My Benai, what's the difference between these two? Says Rashi, Ben Hani Trey, time made the Rava. The two reasons of Rava. Ike Benai, the difference between them is the Ashidu Beit Trey Bechad. Let's say you have two people come zomify, only one of the two witnesses. Then it's two against one, so it's less of a chiddush. Therefore, it makes sense to go to Mafreya. Inami, another difference would be that the paslinu bigazla nusa, in a case where the second set come to disqualify the first by saying that they were robbers. I should say, either shagazla nimim, al gazela shagazu benisan. Chiddush leka, the hamil sacharini kamasadik. There's no chiddush here because it's a total different zach that they're testifying about. Of a pseida lukuchos sika, but still the lukuchos are going to end up losing out. So therefore, according to the first pshat, the Rava would say that Abaye, you would agree to Abaye that the first set is disqualified l'mafreya. According to the second pshat, then they wouldn't do it because of the lukuchos. The Amar Rav Yirmiya Medifti, ay, Avad Rav, Papi, Uvda Kavasid Rava, he passed like Rava. Mar Rav Ashi, Amar Hilchasa Kavasid Abaye, that Alacha actually goes like Abaye. Right, so remember, Rava said, from here on henceforth, Abaye says, Lima Freya. Hilchasa Kavasid Abaye, Biyal Kegam, very famous Gemara. That we know that the Pesach is when we have Abaye versus Rava, that we go according to who? We go according to Rava, except for six cases, and they are the cases of Yal Kegam. Those cases are Yishalamidas, Yud Ayin is for Eid Zomin, Lamin is Lechi Omin Me'elav, Kuf is Kedushin Shalanusa Labia, Gimel is Giloy Daita Begita, Mem is Mummer Ochel Neveas Lachis. The case that's relevant to us right now is that of Eid Zomin and Zomin, and we go according to Abaye in this particular case. Okay, Zok the Gemara Vayter Mutmar Ochun Nevelos Teyafon Divrei Hakol Pasul. There are two types of people that will go against the Lord. There's something called the Mutmar LeTeyavon. That means I'm doing this because I have Teyavon Taiva. Someone says, you know, B'Teyavon, which means with desire, b'taiva, which is pretty funny if you think about it. Someone's eating food, you go, hey, have taiva. But anyway, that's the bon appetit, bon provecho. So someone could go and be involved with doing an avera because they're doing it out of the fact that they have desires for something, but it's not coming to fight against God or something like that. And then we have someone who's doing something lahachis, right? They're coming to go to fight against God. I don't think I have to go so far into that. But the point is, we have something called mumer l'teavon, and we say here, mumer ochel nevelus l'teavon divya kopasel. If you have this person who's a mumer, right? He's coming to, you know, to rebel, and he eats nevelus. That's an animal that wasn't shechted properly. He eats it for l'teavon. Everyone agrees that he's going to be disqualified from his pasel. Says Rashi, they gave him the mishum mumer covered. He did it because of money. What do you have in front of you? Two pieces of meat. And he ends up taking the treifon. The reason he took the treifon is because it's less expensive. Meaning, if they were the same price, he would go for the kosher. That's not the problem. It's just he goes for the treifon because it's less expensive. So then what happens? Then we see that the dosh, the kivadim shumam and kavid, dosh shchicha bezolt fei, midetera havali kurasha the chamas upasalidus. This guy is considered like a rasha. Can't trust him in some, you know, monetary situations going on. Lahachis, but let's say he's doing it in order to fight against God, meaning if he has kosher food right in front of him also, he still chooses a non-kosher one that a bayom or pasal. Bayom says that the guy's going to be pasal. Rav Homer kosher, he says, no, he's kosher, because it's not a monetary thing. A bayom or pasal, the Havili Rasha, it's a Rasha. The Rachman Omer, I'll touch this Rasha aid. You can't make this Rasha into an aid. From a kosher, Rasha the Chamos binon. It needs to be a Russian reference to theft in order for him to be pasal. And there's no theft involved. He's just fighting against God, so to speak. Meisvei, in fact, the Gemara, Rav was saying is kasha. We have a kasha in Rav. Altoshes Rasha Eid, Altoshes Chamas Eid. Don't place a Rasha as a witness. Don't place a thief as a witness. Elu gazlonim umolim b'shvias. My love, isn't it true that Echad Shavuos Shav, Echad Shavuos Maon? That this idea, you can't go ahead and put a Rasha as a witness, as an aid, or a thief as a witness, and these are who? Robbers and those who are molim b'shavuos. People are use a shavua falsely. They'll falsely testify, right? Says, my love is it's not so that echad shavuos shav, echad shavuos molim. Like, it doesn't make a difference whether a person's taking a shavua, whether it comes to money or shavuos shav or shavuos mamon, in which case he's going to be puzzled even if it's nothing to do with money, even if it's just a shavuos shav, and therefore you shouldn't say he's allowed to be an aid when it comes to a person being a rasha, even when it's nothing to do with mamon. That's going to be low. Either of these shavuos mamon, both of them are talking about money. My shavuos, what does it mean? It says, I swear, it means shavuos the alma. It means a general concept of shavuos having to do with cash. Different types of shavuos that you make when it comes to money. Meisvei, in fact, we're now not on Rava, but on Abaye, who says that he can't be as an aid if he does it lahachis. Al Toshes Rasha aid, Al Toshes Chamas aid, Elu Gazlanim Umavi Ribios. This is talking about people that are robbers, those who lend on ribis. And it only talks about things that have to do with money, where you're gaining money over here, so if you do it for other reasons, then you should be taka good. To yufta da baye, to yufta. So Taka, this knocks off Abaye. Says the Gemara, Nima Ketanoi. You want to say maybe that this Abaye in Rava shtickles also machulkas tanoim. That we saw in a braisa. Eid zomim pasal l'chol tar kula. An eid zomim is pasal for all the tayyur. You can't be an eid for anything. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yossi Omer meant for Mamurim. What is it talking about that he's pasal for all areas? Shehuzam bedini nefashos. That's only if he was zomified in reference to Dini nefashos, capital punishment. Aval huzam bedini mamonos, kosher dini nefashos. If he gets zomified but with cash, he can still be an aid for dini nefashos. Fascinating. Nima Abaye, Karebi Meir, Rava, Karebi Yossi. Let's say that Abaye is holding like a mayor, Rava is like Karebi Yossi. Abaye, Karebi Meir, Damer, Amrina Mikula Luchumra. Rava de Amar, Karebi Yossi, Damer Mikumra Lukula. Right, so let's try that again. Abaye, Karebi Meir, Damer, Amrina Mikula Luchumra. That, okay, lost my place. By Krabi Mayor Da'amar Amrin and Mikula Luchumra, that we go, we'll say from Akula, when you do something less, then we're worried you're going to do something even worse. Rava Amar Krabi Yossi, Da'amar Mechumra Lukula Amrinan, that we'll say that a person who does something bigger will do something smaller, but Mikula Luchumra Lamrinan, but we're not going to say if he does something smaller, he's going to do something bigger. So maybe that's that the Machlokas is rooted in that Machlokas. So it's going to be low. Alibid Rabbi Yossi Kulei Amar Lo Pligi. According to Rabbi Yossi, everyone's maskim that somebody who eats nevelus, that this person, if this person eats Amar Melachis, then he's able to go on to testify. So Abai is certainly is not following Rabbi Yossi. Ki Pligi Alibid Rabbi Meir. Where's the machlokas in the world of Rabbi Meir? It says Rashi Klomar L'Rava. Lo tukma kitenai the Rav Hafila libid Rabbi Meir Amar Lemilse, because he can't even go in the order of Rabbi Meir. Abaye Rabbi Meir, Abaye would simply say we could be masking Rabbi Meir v'Rava, like we said in Rava, Adkan lo kam Rabbi Meir hasam ella gabe eitzom demamun. Rabbi Meir only said that one who's done something less is suspected to do something more. That's when you're talking about money. Dirala shamayim v'rala brios. Because do something bad for against God and against man. Aval hacha, but over here, about a person who's mamum alahachis, derala shemayim vein rala brios. He's something bad for God, but not a man. Lo, if Ramir would agree, then we're not worried he's going to do something more intense, like testifying falsely. Vehilchas gavaseda by the lacha is like Abaye. In fact, Ramir, huh? Vahitosav, but he was knocked down. Abaye is one who said that he's going to be possible. We knocked him out. Vahitosav. Ahi Rabbi Yossi, he. The brisa that we used to knock an Abaye was going according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir argues. So, therefore, we have Rabbi Meir. So he's not knocked down. V'tavi nami Rabbi Yossi. But v'tavi nami Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Alach Rabbi Yossi. But even if it goes going to Rabbi Yossi, we know that when there's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the halacha goes according to Rabbi Yossi. So how can we go according to Abaye who's going with Rabbi Meir? Says the Gemara, shiny hasam the stam lan tana Rabbi Meir. Here this is an exception to the rule because there's a stam tana, and we know that the law is stam tana goes according to Rabbi Meir, even though generally it would go. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir goes like Rabbi Yossi. When you put Rabbi Meir as a stam tana, it means you're passing like him. Veichem stam lan. Where do we find a stam tana like him? Gihad the bar chama katal nafsha. Story time. Like I found by Bar Chama, who was accused of killing somebody. Amalei Rish Galusa L'Rav Abba Bar Yaakov. Poke Ayin Ba. Go check out what's going on there. Ivade Katal L'Chayu L'Ene. If it turns out Rabbi Chama that he really killed someone, then literally let them gouge out his eyes. Says Rashi that Yenakruas Einav the Batlumisas Bezin, Ravatlumisas Bezin, Va Knasa Kaavdinan Beid the Bezin Makin Vaonchin Shalom in the Torah. Because at the very least they could do Onchin, even though they can't, let's say, kill him. Yeshomim Yitlum Amonu of Yitl Yoshim, take money away from him and give it to the Yoshim. And some say it means Shamta, you go and you put him into Pcherim, but really the first one, Verishon Iker, back in the Gemara. Also, Trisadi Asidu Bey Devade Katil, the two of them came in. They said, and they testified, oh, he definitely killed. Also, I see Trisadi Asidu Bey Bechad Ma'anach. So, Bar Chama, what did he do? He brought two other witnesses who testified about one of the first ones. Chad Amr Kamoy Didigan of Kabal Dechulsha. One of his witnesses, Bar Chama's witness, says, in front of me, this witness stole a calf of barley. That's just a Sa'urn Klufin. With a peeled barley. The Chad Amar Kamai Didiganov, the other one says, yeah, in front of me also he stole, beep, turn the page, beep, Kata Debortia. He stole a, Rashi says, Besiad Shel Romach, the handle of a spear. Amar Leis, or of Abba Yaakov, said to Rachama, my Daitach, what are you trying to do? You want to show this person Zaganov? Kirby Mayer? You're trying to apostle him when it comes to Dine Nefashos with the according to Rabbi Meir, who says that someone who did a less sin is suspected of doing a bigger sin. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, look, Rabbi Yossi, we go to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amar, Huzam B'dinim Amun, is Kashil Dine Nefashos. So you're not even really helping yourself over here. All you want to say is that if he did something with cash, he could still be an aid in order to come and kill you. Amalei Rav Papi, Rav Papi said, hold on a second, Hani Milechid L'Stam L'Antanak Rabbi Meir, but that's only if we don't have a Stam Tana like Rabbi Meir. But Hacha Stam L'Antanak Rabbi Meir, we have a Stam Tana like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we do Paskin like Rabbi Meir in this particular instance, and therefore, we would say, for a more Makel one, so too with a more Machmir one, and if it's by Dine Mamanus, also by Dine Nefashos, he can't be used as well. Mimai, From where do we see that the Tanakh goes like a mayor? Ile Mimela the Tanya, you want to see from Mishnah Nida, Kalaroi Ladun Dini Nafashos, Roi Ladun Dini Mamanus, anyone who's fit to be involved in Dini Nafashos, who could be a dayan for capital cases, then they could be involved with money also. Mani, who's that? Ilim Rabbi Yossi, if you want to see Rabbi Yossi, Hayekate Zomin, Zomin the Mamun. There's a case of Zomin person who's discredited when it comes to cash, the Kashal Dini Nafashos, but he still is able to be for Dini Nafashos. So Pasal Dini Mamanus, but he's going to be Pasal Dini Mamanus. El Alav, Rabbi Meir, he must be Rabbi Meir, who says that he's a Zomin when it comes to money, then he can't be even for Dini Nafashos. Mimai, but how do you know this Mishnah is talking about psul because of that? Dilma psul yuchsin koin. Maybe it was a different type of psul entirely, just because he doesn't have the right, yichus over here, and therefore, he's a mamzer or something like that. The lotemach, if you don't say that, then sefer katani, we have a sefer over there that says, yesh roi ladin dini mamnes, or in roi ladin dini nefashos. Am I in a roi? Why would it be in that roi? The itzam bidini nefashos. If you want to say because he was zomified by a capital case, roi ladin dini mamnes, then is he going to be able to go and do a dini mamnes? Everyone's going to say it's pasul. Elam psul yuchsin koi. You must be talking about a problem with yichus over here. Right? The guy must be a mamzer or something like that. Hachanami psul yuchsin koi. And therefore, you have no raya that the Mishnah goes going to Meir. Elahacha kastam lantana. Must be he's coming from here. At the time, I'm going to say the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Elu hein hapsulin. These are ones that are pasul. They cannot be edim. Hamasachi bekuvya. Oh, like we saw in Chavdalim and Aleph here. Umalvi beribis from Fichigon and Masochi Shvias Vavadim. As that class is a rule, kol eda sheina ishak sherila, any eda, so it's a woman, is not allowed to be a testimony for. Afhein ein sherinla, they're also not going to be kosher to. Mani, who's that going like? Ilim Rabbi Yossi, if all yike eda spidin nefashas, if one says Rabbi Yossi, can't be because there's a testimony of dini nefashas, sheina ishak sherila, vein sherinla, woman's not kosher to, but these people are able to be kosher to. Elalav Rabbi Meir, he must be Rabbi Meir, who says that a witness that's knocked out from being involved in Dine Mamanus is also knocked out in being a witness when it comes to Dine Nefashos. Ah, so we found our Stam Tana. To bring us back on the map, what just happened was, is Bar Chama was trying to get off the hook by bringing Edom. Say that one of these witnesses is no good in Dine Mamanus, and therefore no good in Dine Nefashos either, like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Papi just proved that that's our Stam Tana, and we go like Rabbi Meir, and therefore, even though normally Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Meir go like Rabbi Yossi, and this wouldn't be the case. The reality is, in this case, we go like Rabbi Meir because Stam like him. Kam Bar Chama, so Bar Chama got up, Nashke Akare, and he kissed him on his foot. It's Rashi says Shehifich Meschuso because he saved him. Right, he could be so happy that he saved him with Papi's foot. Vekabli Lecharge de Kulishne. And he went to go speak to the king on his behalf to save him from paying any of the head tax for forever. It says Rashi, Latzilo kol yamav mimana samelech, for having to pay these taxes. Zok, the next Heliga Mishnah. The Elu Hein Hakroven, and these are the relatives who get disqualified. Achiv, in other words, they can't be a judge or an aide or witness for somebody. Ve'elu Hein Hakroven. These are called a karov, a relative, and therefore you can't be a judge or a witness. Achiv v'achi avich, achiv v'achi imo, your brother, father's brother, mother's brother, ubal achoso, his sister's husband, ubal achos aviv, ubal achos imo, his father's sister's husband, his mother's sister's husband, ubal imo v'chamiv giso, his mother's husband, his father-in-law, his brother-in-law, Heinu ubneim chasnehen, and their sons and their sons-in-law. V'chorgo levado. Rashi says chorgo is ben ishto, that's his stepson, but levado says Rashi means velo beno v'chasno, and not his son, and not the stepson's son or his stepson's son-in-law. Amar Rav Yossi, zum mishnas Rav Akiva. This is all Rav Akiva. Aval mishnah rishona. An earlier Mishnah says, Dodo, his uncle, that would be his father's brother, Uben Dodo, his uncle's son, his cousin, the son of his uncle, V'chol Roi L'Yorsho, and anyone who is Roi is fitting to inherit him. Rashi says, V'hainu, Krovei Av, the relatives of the father. V'krovei Eim, Kegon Achei Imo, Like we saw above, Basset of Kufches. He goes according to the father, not the mother. And anyone who's related to him at that time, meaning at the time of the event, when they saw the event, or the time that they're bringing it to court, they're going to be puzzled. If he's related, then they became unrelated before they saw this event, then he actually can be a relative. So let's say a son-in-law who would have been able to go ahead and inherit his father-in-law through his wife, I mean the father-in-law's daughter, whose wife is now dead, and therefore he's not related to the father-in-law, he can be an aide. Even if someone's daughter died, but the son-in-law has children from her, he's still considered like a relative, and therefore he can't testify. Someone who loves this person, or someone who hates this person, are also people who can't testify for someone. Ohev ze shushavino. What's considered an ohev? That's shushavino. Says Rashi, paso lo bimei chupaso. Person who's at the wedding, who's like is part of the chassan's team chassan. Right, so over there becomes puzzle from the wedding. Someone who hates someone is someone who doesn't speak to someone for 3 days because of being upset at them. Amulo, so they said to him, Lo nechshu Yisrael kach. The Jewish people were not choshed to them, of these people. In other words, this situation, we talk about people that love you or hate you, they're allowed to be edom for you. They're allowed to be a dying. Says Rashi, they're not nechshu lehayit sheker mishum eva v'ava. V'davka be'idus pligi. Avabedin modele rabbanon de pasalo ledun de kevin de sanile lo matzila fuchim eschuse. This is talking about in terms of being an aide, a witness. Person says, "Listen, I don't like this guy, or I love this guy, but I'm still going to be honest when it comes to my testimony. But when it comes to being a judge, okay, then we don't let this person, a lover, someone who hates someone, to be the judge, because they're not going to look and go out of their way to try to find a case that's going to help them." In fact, Zakta Gemar, Minani Mili, where do we know that we don't let these people be part of Edom? I thought about a lo yumsu avos abanim ma tamid lomar. Pasuk says, fathers will not be put to death because of their sons, and not sons because of their fathers. What's the coming to tell you? Im lalamich lo yumsu avos bavon banim ubanim bavon avos. They want to say that the fathers are not going to be put to death because of their sons of Averus, or sons because of their fathers of Averus. So we kfar nemar, ish bechetu yumasu. We already have a Pasuk that says straight up that a person dies for his own sins. Pasuk and Devarim, pretty straightforward. If you don't have to tell us that. So, Ela lo yum so avos abadam be'idus badam. Abadam lo yum so avos be'idus avos. Abadam babam avos lo. Is it really true that sons aren't killed because of the father's sins? Vaksiv poked avon avos abadam. It says that they're going to visit the sins of the father on the sons. Right? So, it says to be straight up that the kids can get punished for their father's sins. Different pasuk. What's going on? This is where no hasam kisheochzin mice have a same idem. That's if they continue doing the averus that their fathers are doing. Says Rashi, even if Roy man avosayim, fun avosayim. Then they end up getting the smackdown for their averus and for their father's averus as well. Can the title looks on the bright side? Vaf avon. But avonos avosam itam yimaku. The Pasuk says, and also in the sins of their fathers, with them shall they wither away. It's only if they hold on to those things that continue doing it. Atem ata omer kisha oksin or inu ela kisha in oksin. Maybe even when they're not holding on to it. Kisha omer ish bechatu yimazu. When it says the person dies for his own sins, harei kisha oksin maisa avosam bidem. It means only if they continue doing the averus. Vilo, is it not true that someone can be killed for the sins of someone else? Vaksiv, v'chashlu ish be'achiv, ish be'avon achiv. The Pasuk says, Main is going to stumble over his brother, which means Main will stumble because of the sins of his brother. Melamed shekul anarim zebazeh. We have arvus. We are a raven one to the next. And just like the guarantor of a loan is chayev for the borrower's debt, so too a yid is going to be held responsible for another yid. When is that true? When it was a power in their hands to protest the various that people are doing, and they didn't protest. But if they didn't have that ability to do such a thing, so then they're not going to be responsible for it. Only when you could do something, you don't do something, then there's accountability. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.